My God, these lights are hot. But I'm teaching anyhow. I'm going to teach anyway. Praise God. That's so powerful to me. So many people think they're operating in revelation. What I think the scripture said, well, what it ministered to me about, well, what I began to think about was this. No, what did God say? Not just in the context of the scripture even, but what did God say? What did the Spirit of God breathe? What did he inspire you to say? That's the prophetic word of the Lord, the inspired preaching of God through the word of God on his prophets too, and his prophetic vessels. What is he saying? We all want to get to the throne room of God, but you have been processed by yourself. God can't take you to his face if you've never been taken to your face. How can God see? I want you, this is our hindrance. This is our biggest hindrance in the gospel today. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 12. It says, therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil. Remember, I said the veil is being taken away. Who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded, and Amplified Bible, I love how it says it, was calloused. And they lost the power of understanding. Because for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, or the Old Covenant is read, or the old way of thinking is read, or the old paradigm is read, or preached, or prophesied, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is stripped or taken away. Then it says, now the Lord is a spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to explain that. Many of us, it says here that, you know, in the Old Testament, and that's in Exodus chapter 33, Moses was following God around. And God, he said, I want to see your glory. Beseech thee, show me your glory. And God told him, my face cannot be seen. Now, all this links up with Revelation. But he says, my face, Moses, can't be seen. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to take you, and I am going to put you in the cleft of the rock, in the crack of the rock, in the crevice of the rock. And I'm going to seal it with my hand. And I'm going to allow all my goodness to pass before you. I'm going to show you my back, but my face must not be seen. And when Moses came out of the experience, he was glowing so much that they had to put a veil over his face. It's just like if I took a light and I just showed the light off, you know, and right in this camera, some of you would be like, oh, put that down. It's too bright. Woo. Because, and you would need a veil. You would need something to block that. And the problem is we in the church don't realize that veil is supposed to be stripped away. When he died on the cross, that veil was ripped from the top to the bottom. Ooh, Lord. Which means it was done supernaturally. It was easy for you to tear something from the bottom to the top, but from the top to the bottom. And that veil weighed, it took 600, did my research, and the veil, we all think it's some shimmery gossamer blanket, but the veil was about as thick as a man's palm of a man's hand. And it was intricately woven, and it took 600. It was all made of one garment, and they threw it over a pole. So it was like a garment that hung over a pole. And this garment, which was the veil, it took 600 priests. It was so heavy. It took 600 priests to set it up. So when God ripped it, how dare we, who it says those that, see, when you don't repent and you're not repentative and don't live a repentant lifestyle, it says that you lose the power then of understanding. You want to understand the word. You want to understand deeper things of God. But since you don't live your yes, you don't live out obedience, you don't live with a repentative spirit, you don't live with your heart on the table in front of God, you just hide sin. You just plan stuff. You don't even have a remorse for sin anymore. You just do it and like, oh, God forgive me, God forgive me, God forgive me, God forgive me. And God's like, when are you going to turn? Apology is not repentance. I don't want you to be sorry. I want you to change. I want you to repent. I want you to go and never come back. Oh, bless your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Do it in us, God. Do it in our hearts, God. God, anything, God, not like you in us, kill it so we can get the glory of God to be shown and revealed and seen so you can get all the worship, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree that thing is done. Hallelujah. You're going to see glory, more glory this time around. But when you don't turn, you lose the power of understanding. And it says where the power of understanding is, there lies a veil. And where there lies a veil, there lies a callous on the heart. So that means nothing, you can't see out of it and nothing can pierce it. A veil. My wife and I'll be getting married very, very soon. An actual wedding, you know. I've been planning this wedding for some time now. And my wife, when she comes down the aisle, she's going to have a veil on her face. But I can't see, I can tell it's her, and I can see her features and some makeup or whatever, but I can't see in detail when there is a veil. And when there is a veil and you're not repentative, you can see a little bit, but you can't see real good because there's a veil there. There's a veil on the heart. But when the veil is stripped away, I love this how it says it, when the veil is taken away, when you turn to the Lord, when you turn to the Lord, not to yourself, when you turn away from that and turn to the Lord, then it says, now the Lord is the Spirit. Now he's the Spirit. Oh God, you was following another spirit, but now the Lord is the Spirit. Now he has ownership. Now the Lord, see, I love someone's status. My brother put up a status the other day, but some of us have accepted Jesus as Savior, but we have not accepted him as Lord. And when he's Lord, you really can't do what you want to do and feel good about it. Oh God. And it says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there's freedom, there's emancipation from bondage. So when he's in charge and when he's the Spirit, then he's in charge. See, the problem with Adam and Eve in the garden was they lost their revelation. They lost their God consciousness. They lost their ability to see God. See, they were naked, and God, to a certain extent, was naked in front of them. But when they sinned, it clothed them with a different garment to the point that God could not look on it. So God said, okay, y'all gonna sin and hide from me? I'm gonna hide from you, and you're not gonna be able to see me until Jesus Christ really comes. And God put them out of the garden, and God put on clothes because of their lack of real repentance. So they lost their revelation. The enemy was trying to get them out of their awareness of God, of their disclosure of the awareness of God's nature, who he is, what he's about. Next week, yeah, I know, it's so much more that I could just throw at you, but we're going to come back for next week. I'm telling you, this is something else. See, the spirit of self-revelation is loose in the church, but I believe that God is infiltrating churches with people that have tapped the Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father God, we give you the glory, honor, and the praise. We thank you right now, God, for what you said, what you taught, and what you have brought, and what you have wrought by your Spirit. God, have us to constantly be in a place where we can hear you, where we can see you. So we can tap revelation. I thank you, God, for fixing it to the place where no one can find us. We're hid in you. Not even the devil can find us. We are under the shadow of the Almighty, and no one can pluck us out of your hands. I thank you, Lord God, for what you've done. And God, if there's anyone that needs to receive Christ, I pray, God, that they receive him right now. If you need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, pray this with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. I confess that you're Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Master, my friend. Save me, Lord. Forgive me of every sin that I've committed. Forgive me of my sin. And I believe that you came, that you died, that you bled, that you rose, and that you're coming again for me. Satan, you have no place, power, or authority. I denounce you and renounce every last one of your works. And dear Jesus, I ask you to take control. Now fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your person. And have me to know that I can call on the name of the Lord at any time. And I am saved. That I can run into you because I'm the righteous now. And I am safe. God, I thank you that they're safe in your arms now. I give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. And this is just on a journey. All these have been prophetically designed to track you on a journey. I'm not just throwing your messages. It's tracking something. It's building something. It's building levels. It's taking you to the next place in God, all right? I love you guys, and see you next week. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And until next time, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know, test, and prove what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for your life. I believe next week we're going to be tackling the Isle of Patmos. And some of you are at the Isle of Patmos. God is isolating you, but it's not forever. It's so he can download some things in you. So when you come back in another authority, another power, and a new name. But we're going to touch that on next week, all right? God bless you. I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.